back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff you guys are doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, folks, we're talking with some friends of ours with IBEW Local 3. We've got some issues that we got to help them get resolved. And to help us talk about it, first off, we've got Derek Jordan. Derek, welcome back.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me here.
Derek, it's always a pleasure, brother. We appreciate it. And also with us today, we've got Joe Massa. Joe, did I get that right?
Yes, sir, you did.
Okay, fantastic. You guys are out of IBEW Local 3 out of New York. Do you guys have a company management problem with Charter Spectrum? Derek, tell us first off, what's going on?
Well, our members have been on strike now going on 12 weeks. We've been out without a contract technically since 2013. It was ruled by the National Labor Relations Board that the contract that we had voted on was null and void. There was no meeting of the minds. So we've been without a contract since 2013. The company has sat down with us this year to negotiate, and negotiations pretty much fell apart, and we ended up going on strike as of March 28th. Now, the main reasons why we're out on strike, there are several, but the company basically wants to eliminate paying into the pension and medical fund for the members. And our members have sacrificed wage increases throughout the years in order to contribute monies to those funds. And, you know, we think it's a disgrace that the company, you know, is, you know, basically unwilling to continue to contribute to these funds. You have Tom Rutledge, you know, we call him the $98.5 million man because that's what his earnings were last year. And, you know, it's not going to take much for the company to continue to paying into the benefit plan, you know, so we feel it's outrageous. I mean, you know, there's a number of other things that the company wants to do. You know, they want to create shifts, basically, that'll move our members, you know, from different locations, which clearly we feel that they're putting pressure on the, you know, the older members, you know, in order to force them out because there's really no reason for them. And Verizon did the same thing. They wanted to move their members around, you know, from area to area, you know, with really no explanation. So, you know, and other things, they want to eliminate overtime pay for Saturday and Sundays. You know, they want to reduce the amount of personal days and sick time, you know, that the members have. So, and it's just a whole lot of
Derek, let's talk about this for a second. Obviously, you know, the $98.5 million man, he's hurting greatly with that kind of wage every year, huh?
Yes. I mean, This is what was reported as of last year. I'm sure the earnings this year, he'll probably earn much more money. You know, but again, it's off of the men and women, you know, who are working for Charter Spectrum that they're benefiting.
Now, he'd be madder than a wet cat, you know, every time you talked about how much he makes, right? but it's okay for him to say, yeah, you guys shouldn't be making $25 an hour, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, exactly.
I mean, so we see the dichotomy starting there. Now, is Charter Spectrum, like, are they hurting? Are they suffering financially? What's going on there?
Absolutely not. In fact, if you follow the stock market, their stocks are you know, continuously going up. Believe it or not, a lot of our members are shareholders in the company. And I once worked for Time Warner, and I was a shareholder also. So the, you know, they're definitely not hurting. If anything, they're benefiting, you know, from this. And the unfortunate thing, though, also is that they're benefiting while, you know, basically lying to the public. And we can get into that about their internet speed.
Well, yeah, and that,
you know,
you see, yeah. Okay, now trust me, man. You guys are not the only company, only either CWA or IBEW unit that I have talked to that, you know, the company's coming after you to give you a haircut. Yes. Their CEO or their leadership's doing real well for themselves. The shareholders aren't doing too bad for themselves either. But they're asking you to take a haircut at the same time they're scalping the customers here. And
absolutely.
And it's my understanding that they're making promises that their equipment can't keep.
Yes, exactly. They've had our members, you know, basically installing inferior equipment and even equipment that's not capable of, you know, maintaining the internet speeds, which is part of the Eric Schneiderman lawsuit. Now, I just want to also mention something else. We've been fighting the company for years now, even when they before they were Charter Spectrum, but now it's continued over into Charter Spectrum. They have a repeat call policy. So let's say that I show up into your apartment today and I do everything. I check out your internet speeds. Everything is fine, and I do something that's called a whole house check. Everything is verified to be, you know, just about perfect, let's say. Now, 2 days from now, you have trouble with your internet service. You call the company back. Guess who gets penalized? Me. I get penalized, even though the problem was fixed or addressed when I came to your apartment initially. If you have a problem and it's a repeat call, the technician gets penalized. And what that does is it hurts them as far as progression and movement around within the company to other departments because, you know, if those numbers that they're not, you know, if you don't basically meet the numbers that the company's looking for, then it holds you back as far as your training and your progression. And it's unfair. It's something that's completely unfair.
You know, and it's their equipment that's doing this, isn't it?
Yes, it's their inferior equipment. You know, and basically the system not being maintained properly is, you know, the system needs to be rebuilt. It's patchwork. The system is outdated. The last rebuild, I believe, might have been around 1996 or so. So it's pretty much patchwork that they're doing to maintain the system.
Yeah, I don't think my watch is that old.
Yes.
You know, all right. So these are the kinds of things that they're doing. You know, and if they're cutting back on equipment, let me ask, are they cutting back on training too?
Yeah, they are. They're not training like they should be, you know, not at all. And the technicians, cause we had an issue with a device called the WorldBox where this equipment was released out into the field with no training at all. And, you know, pretty much when we addressed this issue with the company, they really acted like they didn't know what we were talking about. But, you know, that's just one example. So, no, the training within could be much better than what it is.
That's incredible. And again, you know, the way they treat you, the way they're treating their customer, how the heck can you send your techs out into the field with equipment that cannot physically do what you've been telling the public you're going to do when the customer calls back and says, hey, my equipment is not doing me what you told me it was going to do, then how come you go after the tech? And then
exactly.
You don't train the techs, and then you don't maintain the equipment.
Exactly.
I mean,
it's continuous.
This sounds to me like this is a company that's just looking to try and sell as quick as it can.
And well, you know that there was a bid from Verizon that was over $100 billion to purchase. You know, Charter Spectrum, and from what we know and from what we've seen on the internet, that, you know, that deal is not going to go through, but who knows what's happening in the background. You know, just like you said, again,
right,
to sell the company, you know, and we call it union busting. We know they want us out of here. You know, if they could do that, it would probably be a lot more easier for them to sell the company.
You know there's, guys, listen, here's what we got to do. We got to take a short break. We'll come back and we'll reiterate this, and then we'll talk some more. And I'm going to ask you guys, what is it the public can do? Okay.
Okay.
There
we
go.
Thank you.
Joe, I promise to ask you a question here shortly.
Okay. Great.
Meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.
So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated.
The library.
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
People are always looking to invest in a good opportunity. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock that's about making money, but a stock for social change, called Better Futures. With your investment, it helps students like me go to college. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
The International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 66, works with builders and contractors to build a better community. Local 66's tradesmen and women have received the specialty training needed to meet the complex challenges of any project, making them the most capable workforce in the region. From schools, highways, and pipeline projects to casinos and arenas, the operating engineers build any job, large or small. For over 100 years, Local 66 has provided superior service that our community can count on. They are your one-stop resource for qualified and productive operating engineers and heavy equipment mechanics. To learn more about the benefits of organized labor and more information about the International Union of Operating Engineers Local 66, go to www.iuoe66.org. That's www.iuoe66.org.
My name is Ruth Roosey, and this is how I live United. I read to children as part of United Way's education program. It helps them create links between language and literacy and prepares them for a better academic future. I figure I have the time and they have the need. My name is Ruth Roosey. I help kids prepare to succeed in school. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hey America, we need to have a little talk. We've got a lot of food in this country. We've got so much food that we can't eat it all. So how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids who need it. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You don't usually get a stock tip from a 16-year-old, but I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. It's called Better Futures, a stock for social change that's not about making money. Instead, you invest to help students like me go to college, which ends up making the future better for all of us. My name is Alicia, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored by IBEW Local 5 and Communication Workers of America 2-13. We appreciate their support. Joining us today, we've got Derek Jordan. Derek, welcome back.
Yes, thank you.
And
thank you,
Joe Mossad. Joe, welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
Guys, we appreciate you guys are with IBEW Local 3. You've got a management issue going on with Charter Spectrum. You guys are out. I got to tell you, I had this same conversation with Ed Mooney of the Communication Workers of America 2-13. He's their international vice president for the Eastern region. And, you know, it's the same thing. When they start going after the employees, the people that know the equipment, the people that keep it running, all the idiosyncrasies of the equipment, it may take a kick to get the thing running, but you know where to kick it. And, if they're going after the employees, I've been doing this long enough, I know that they're going after the customers. And you guys just confirmed it.
Yes.
So, yep. I mean, you know, when they're sending you out into the field with antiquated equipment, with equipment that they haven't trained you on, they're not training you, and then they're turning it around and blaming you. Well, really? I mean, this is just silliness beyond the pale. And I got to ask you, I mean, if they are in it so deep that they are being charged by the Attorney General in New York, I mean, at what point in time are the customers not up in arms with pitchforks and torches?
Well, I mean, if you go on the internet and you read a lot of the articles, there are a lot of people up in arms, regarding, this issue of, Charter Spectrum basically lying to their customers. Our members have been picketing multiple payment center locations, and, just the feedback overall, it's pretty negative. And listen, Charles, nobody's trying to put them out of business. All we're trying to do is get a fair contract, maintain the same, benefits, health benefits and pension benefits that we've been receiving. But you know something, they need to listen to the workers. You know, we've been doing this for years. It was Time Warner Cable. I left in 2007. So I know how the system is run. I worked there 21 years. They need to listen to the workers. You know, it's how they feel about the workers. How about listening to what the workers, want and what the workers feel? Because we're the ones who maintain that system all these years. They don't want to listen.
From your lips to God's ears. And let me say why, okay? You know, when you've been working for the organization, even through the subsequent name changes, so on and so forth, for as long as you've been doing it, I mean, you've got ownership in this. And you're trying to do the best job you can for the customers. And, God bless you for doing that. I mean, that's the right thing to do. And if you want to make a couple of bucks for you and your family, why is that, a bad thing when the company's trying to make as many bucks as they can for themselves? Mm-hmm. Capitalism is capitalism. And it's not, if it's okay for the CEO and the stockholders and the board to make money, well, guess what? It's okay for the people doing the job to make money too.
And all we're asking them to do is to share a crumb. Because, that's all it's going to take from $98.5 million to, subsidize our members and their pension funds and their medical, for the next X amount of years.
And I got to ask, how many members are in IBEW-3?
We have about 30,000 members itself are in local union number 3.
Okay, so you got 30,000 members. My goodness, I got a sneaking suspicion that the company's making enough money that they could toss you a couple of bucks and just do the things that they need to do.
And my division only has, as far as the Charter Spectrum workers, we have 1,700 members. That's all they would be. That's the only people they're paying into for the benefits.
Was there a collective eye roll in New York just now? I mean, really?
Yes.
Their cell phone bill's bigger than that.
Yeah. So, this is all about just taking away. They want to invest in this subpar benefit plan. They want to 401k plan.
You know what? I don't know if either one of you guys have been in the military. One of the first
things I have. I'm a former Marine.
Okay, so the first thing they teach you in the military, you take care of your people and they take care of the mission.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. Any company that is a winner, you look at Costco. Oh my God, the guy pushing carts in the parking lot's making 18 bucks an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It ain't the most glorious job in the world. It ain't the sexiest job in the world. But you know what? They take care of him, and he's going to work his way up, and he's going to work for him. I have friends at Costco that have worked for that company for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You want to talk about loyalty? If Costco said, I can't pay you for the next 3 months, they'd still be working there.
Exactly. And Charles, this is New York City. It's hard as it is, to maintain a living here. So if they want to cut into your pension and medical and then expect you to pay for it, it's going to be that much tougher for you to survive in New York City.
What is it the customers can do? What is it people all across the country can do to help you guys?
Well, one thing that, the customers need to get in touch with Rutledge. Let them know how they feel. Let them know.
Absolutely.
Exactly
I like
what's going on.
With some stuff. one thing is one common goal amongst the Charter Spectrum management team right now is pretty much just to union bust. I mean, that's their position toward us, and you know, they don't want to pay into our medical and pensions and stuff. You know, like that's very important to us. You know, we don't want to go on their medical plan, where you know, over the last how many years, Derek, has the union, the Local 3, been affiliated with Charter Spectrum? 40 or 50 years?
Well, it's Time Warner. We've had over 40 years of successful collective bargaining, and you know,
right.
it's outrageous.
We sacrificed wage increases to go toward our medical and our pensions, and we don't want to lose that.
Yeah, and guys, you shouldn't have to. You're doing the job. You're doing the job for the customers. You're making the company money. And right is right, fair is fair. And, you know, this whole idea, well, there's billions of people waiting to take your job. Well, first of all, if you weren't the most qualified person there, the company shouldn't have put you there, right?
Correct. Exactly.
Okay?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that whole thing goes, and oh, by the way, yeah, the unemployment rate in this country is only about 4.2%. So, you don't have... You know, you don't have that many qualified people knocking on the door. And, you know, quite honestly, if you keep treating your employees poorly and your competition treats them well, guess where all your employees are going to go?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
You know, and you know, going back to what you said, I just want to reiterate on something else also. So that, you know, the company's bought in a lot of scam workers.
Oh,
and
man.
And it's creating a huge problem. And you know, one of the scab workers, this was a few months ago, actually, he came from Texas and he actually made a threat, and it was out on Facebook. We sent this, it went out to all the local papers, and everybody had a copy of this. You know, he said he was from Texas, and you know, he said he's licensed to carry. So, I mean, you don't know what
in New York City,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think yeah. so,
yeah, so exactly. So, you know, again, this is, you know, they're not doing background checks, clearly.
And whose house is he going into?
Contractors.
Whose house is this guy going into?
They're going, you know, the company tried to deny that he worked for them, which we had proof that he did. So, you know, the point is they're not doing background checks. So they're going into anybody's houses. You know, they could be walking into your building. It's a big issue. It's a huge issue, and it's you know, it's something that the city is going to be addressing, and I'll keep you posted on that also.
You know, guys, you guys have a website where this information is, and there's a way to reach out to the right people.
Actually, there's a couple. There's one. I'm gonna Joe. You can give them the Spectrum. There's a blog that's actually run by the striking members. You know, who on the picket line, and mm-hmm. this is factual information. You know, I know people don't like to follow blogs, but this blog is being followed. Our members, you know, are really putting their heart and soul into this to get information out to the public. The blog is nycabletruth.blogspot.com. Again, it's nycabletruth.blogspot.com, and it's, you know, it's up to date on negotiations and just everything that's going on from the picket lines, you know, the politicians who are involved, you know, the city council members. There's just a whole lot of information that is actually, you know, up on this blog from, you know, from our members, the striking members on the picket line.
Is there anything that I understand you guys don't have a strike fund, but is there anything that that folks out across the country can do to help?
Right. Letters, phone calls, letters, emails to Thomas Rutledge, CEO of Spectrum and Charter, and let them know how they feel about having these type of shady workers come into their houses, and let them know how they feel about how they're treating us.
What's the Spectrum? I know there's a Spectrum.
The other site is Spectrum. Strike2017.com.
SpectrumStrike2017.com.
Correct.
All right. Listen, guys. You guys are doing the right thing, and we appreciate it. And you know, my God, it's, you know, how many times have unions had to go to the PUC and others to protect the customers, and that's an important thing. And my hat's off to you for protecting the community. We have got to get going. Derek, Joe, I want to thank you very much for being with us today. Joe, give us the website one more time.
Help and support.
It's spectrumstrike2017.com.
Fantastic. And listen, we'll get you guys back on here in a little bit. But in the meantime, I got to get going. And I need everybody to stick around. We've got Steve Larchuk and healthcare politics coming up. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.